Over $400 million to be spent on agroparks this fiscal year, and construction of the north-south leg of Highway 2000 scheduled for completion by early 2016. These stories and more in this week's edition of House Matters. Thanks for joining us. The Ministry of Agriculture is slated to spend over $418 million in the 2015-2016 financial year to continue work on existing agroparks and establish new facilities. This allocation, according to Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyo, will complement the $718 million spent over the past 2 years to develop the 9 agroparks currently in operation. Minister Kellyo was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, noting that expenditure on the Agroparks initiative to date is already giving returns.
In a mere 2 years, we have expended over $718 million to outfit over 754 hectares of land with modern infrastructure for production, processing, and marketing. 1.75 million kilos of produce have been reaped, and some 1,428 persons have been employed.
The provision for the new fiscal year, Minister Kellyo says, will facilitate completion of infrastructure works already in progress at Spring Plain Ebony Park in Clarendon, Yallas in St. Thomas, and Mailer's Field in Westmoreland. Work will be carried out on irrigation systems, roads, drainage, land clearance, and packing facilities, and construction of a new water supply system at Hill Run in St. Catherine. In addition, infrastructure works will be undertaken in Seven Rivers and Sunderland in St. James and Enfield in St. Mary to create new agroparks, and installation of an irrigation system at Spring Ground in St. Elizabeth to engage over 200 acres of land in a new agropark. Mr. Kellyo notes that the agroparks are being facilitated through a mix of investments involving public-private partnerships and, in every instance, connecting farmers with markets.
The agropark remains the flagship program of the ministry to transform the sector, to demonstrate the sustainability of a value chain approach in agricultural development.
In the meantime, Minister Kellyo says data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, has indicated that the country's food import bill declined by just over $5 billion in 2014. This, he says, represents a 4.5% reduction over the corresponding period in 2013. The Agriculture Minister told Parliament on Tuesday that the reduction represents the largest decline recorded since 2009. Minister Kellyo adds that several crops recorded increased yields despite the sector's marginal decline. These include Irish potato, banana, plantain, and escallion. Construction of the north-south leg of Highway 2000 is scheduled to be completed by the first quarter of 2016. The highway is being constructed by China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC, at a cost in excess of $600 million.
Section 2 of the highway, section from Linstead to Money. It was opened in August of last year. It has radically changed travel patterns between the two urban centers.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies, making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Not only has the overall journey between Kingston and the North Coast been made shorter, Dr. Davies explains, but the duration has become more predictable. Dr. Davies further informed the House that the two remaining sections, Ferry to Linstead and Monique to Draxhall, are more than two-thirds complete. And a transportation hub is to be constructed in Portmore, St. Catherine, as the government works to improve the efficiency of the public passenger system in the Kingston metropolitan region. The project, which will cost approximately 47 million euros, is expected to be undertaken over 24 months. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, made the announcement during his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Through this facility, it is anticipated that traffic management in Portmore will be greatly improved to ensure the efficient and effective movement of vehicles and people, including pedestrians, pedal cyclists, and other vulnerable groups. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.